KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. Picks this time around, two of them from Atlantic, as Dalton Franken and Sam Markham, a couple of seniors, were first team selections, both unanimous. Trey Landsman of Harlan, who led his team to the state championship game, also was a unanimous pick as a junior. Luke Neitzel of Creston, Cole Neary of Kemper Catholic, Grant May of Glenwood, Derek Hall of Denison, and Alex Reed of Lewis Central also were first team selections. Second team picks headed up by Chad Christensen of Atlantic, the senior point guard among the second team picks, along with Tanner Johnson of Red Oak, Sam Brinks of Kemper Catholic, Nathan Cave of Harlan, Colby Taylor of Creston, Corey Bertini of Glenwood, Briar Evans of Creston, and Pete Walker of Red Oak. Honorable mention selections included Stuart Hoig of Atlantic, Trey Thompson of Creston, Chris Halber of Kemper Catholic, Gabe Ferry of Harlan, Tyler Jensen of Glenwood, Jose Perez of Red Oak, Zach Johnson of Denison, Lincoln Rodenberg of Lewis Central, Dakota Woods of Clarinda, Jordan Peterman of Clarinda, Jackson Baker, and Peyton Anderson, both of Shenandoah. Now, with the state tournament ending over the weekend, the flood of all-state teams has also begun. The Iowa Sports Spotlight released their list on Sunday. In Class 3A, Dalton Franken of Atlantic is a first-team selection. Trey Landsman of Harlan was a second-team pick, while Derek Hall of Denison is on the third team. In Class 2A, Brad Bowdler of Nottoway Valley was a first-teamer. His teammate Alex Welsh was a second-team pick, along with Sam Brinks of Kemper Catholic and T.J. Sturck of IKM Manning. Britton Barrier of Tri-Center was on the third team. In Class 1A, Ricky Williams of Riverside was a first-team selection. Adam Courtney of Guthrie Center was on the second team, and Spencer Rokols of Adair Casey was a third-teamer. The Des Moines Register All-State teams included many of those same players. In Class 3A, Dalton Franken of Atlantic was a first-team pick, with Trey Landsman of Harlan on the second team. In Class 2A, T.J. Sturck of IKM Manning was a first-team selection. Brad Bowdler of Nottoway Valley was on the second team. Third-team picks include Alex Welsh of Nottoway Valley, Sam Brinks of Kemper Catholic, and Britton Barrier of Tri-Center. In Class 1A, Ricky Williams of Riverside was selected for the first team. In women's college hoops on Sunday, Anna Prin scored a career-high 32 points as Iowa State advanced to its first Big 12 tournament championship game in 6 years, beating Oklahoma 79-60 Sunday. Chelsea Poppins, the other Iowa State senior starter, had 14 points and 10 rebounds in Dallas. The Cyclones trailed only once after Joanna McFarland's three-pointer put Oklahoma up 10-7 less than 4 minutes into the game. Bryn Williamson's three-pointer opened a 17-0 run when five different Iowa State players scored. McFarland and Morgan Hook had 12 points each for Oklahoma, which overcame a 22-point second-half deficit Saturday to beat West Virginia. Iowa State, which kept up a double-digit lead after that six-minute spurt, plays number one Baylor tonight. The Cyclones were tournament champs in 2000 and 2001 and lost their last title game appearance to Oklahoma in 2007. In men's college hoops, Cody Zeller played a huge role in Indiana becoming the outright Big Ten regular season champion for the first time in two decades. Zeller scored 25 points and had 10 rebounds as the second-ranked Hoosiers rallied to beat number 7 Michigan 72-71 at Ann Arbor. The Wolverines led 71-66 in the final minute until Zeller scored the game's last 6 points, including a go-ahead layup with 13 seconds remaining. He later altered Trey Burke's potential go-ahead bucket inside before Jordan Morgan missed a follow-up attempt. Victor Oladipo added 14 points and 13 rebounds for the Hoosiers, who avoided sharing the Big Ten crown with 10th-ranked Michigan State and 14th-ranked Ohio State. Keith Appling scored 16 points, and the Spartans finished 13-5 in the conference by downing Northwestern 71-61. Gary Harris had 12 points for Michigan State, which blew a 13-point lead, but shot 66% from the field. The Buckeyes were 68-55 winners over Illinois, as Deshaun Thomas finished with 19 points, and Aaron Kraft added 14 and 6 assists as Ohio State wrapped up the second seed in the Big Ten tournament. Also yesterday, number 21 Virginia Commonwealth had an opportunity to grab a share of the Atlantic 10's regular season title in their debut season in that conference, but they let it slip through their fingers, losing 84-76 at Temple. Trayvon Jackson's contested three-pointer at the buzzer lifted number 22 Wisconsin past upset-minded Penn State 63-60 in State College. The Badgers avoided entering the Big Ten tournament on their first three-game losing streak of the season. Liberty is in the NCAA basketball tournament. Despite their 15-20 record, the Flames beat Charleston Southern 87-76 in the finals of the Big South tournament to claim the conference automatic bid. The Flames' 429 winning percentage is the lowest for an NCAA tournament team since Oakland, Michigan had a 12-18 record in 2005. Liberty got hot at the right time. A fifth straight win gives the Flames their first invitation to the Big Dance since 2004. The Buccaneers won the Big South's regular season title, and that guaranteed them a spot in the NIT. In the NBA on Sunday, it was Oklahoma City over Boston 91-79, and the LA Lakers over Chicago 90-81. Toronto beat Cleveland 100-96, Miami over Indiana 105-91. Orlando beat Philadelphia 99-91, Dallas over Minnesota 100-77. New Orleans got by Portland 98-96, Milwaukee edging Sacramento 115-113, and the LA Clippers clobbered Detroit 129-97. In the National Hockey League yesterday, the New York Rangers over Washington 4-1, Columbus in a shootout 3-2 over Detroit, Montreal beat Florida 5-2, Edmonton outscored Chicago 6-5, Pittsburgh over the New York Islanders 6-1, New Jersey a shootout winner 3-2 over Winnipeg, Philadelphia 3-2 over Buffalo, Colorado needed overtime to beat San Jose 3-2, Anaheim 4-2 over St. Louis, and Minnesota top Vancouver 4-2. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In golf, Tiger Woods has won his 17th World Golf Championships title by capturing the Cadillac Championship for his 76th tour win. Woods posted a final round 1 under 71 for a two-shot win over Steve Stricker. Woods began the day 4 strokes clear of second place. He's now 40-2 when he has the outright lead going into the final round. In racing, Matt Kenseth celebrated his 41st birthday, winning the Cobalt 400. He barely held off Casey Kane for his third victory at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Kenseth earned his 25th career victory and just his third start in the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota after leaving Roush Fenway in the offseason. Pole sitter Brad Keselowski finished third, with hometown driver Kyle Busch in fourth and Dale Earnhardt Jr. in fifth. Well, the Bengals have re-signed Mike Nugent for 2 years, preventing the veteran place kicker from becoming a free agent. The 9-year pro has spent the last 3 seasons with Cincinnati. A calf injury kept him out of the last 4 regular season games of the 2012 season and its playoff loss to Houston. In 2011, Nugent set Bengals season records with 33 field goals and 132 points. The New York Giants have added a veteran defensive lineman. A person with knowledge of the deal says the Giants have signed defensive tackle Cullen Jenkins to a 3-year contract worth $8 million. Philadelphia released Jenkins last week after he recorded 9.5 sacks in 2 seasons with the Eagles, including 4 last year. In baseball news, the U.S. has advanced to the second round of the World Baseball Classic by rallying for a 9-4 win over Canada. The Americans trailed 3-2 until Adam Jones laced a 2-run double in the 8th inning. Eric Hosmer of the Royals put the game out of reach with a 3-run double in the 9th inning. And in other baseball news, Cardinals manager Mike Matheny planned to leave the team after Sunday's spring training game and return to St. Louis for surgery to repair a ruptured disc in his lower back. Matheny expects to be back at spring training for Thursday's game against Atlanta in Jupiter. Also, the Oakland Athletics scheduled opening day starter left Sunday's spring training game after facing just 2 batters. Left-hander Brett Anderson strained a muscle in his upper right back. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.